From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kHz and voanews.id. Listener, here's the news. First, the headlines. Vice President is optimistic of halal tourism recovering as COVID-19 cases decline. House Speaker Puan Maharani backs issuance of regional regulation on village customs. Now the news in detail, read by Steve. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin is optimistic of the halal tourism sector in Indonesia recovering and reinvigorating following a decline in the cases of COVID-19. Residents and their families will travel again to visit halal tourism attractions after not having visited for 2 years due to the COVID-19 pandemic. This was stated by the Vice President Ma'ruf Amin in his opening remarks for International Halal Congress, as reported by Antara on Wednesday. As Indonesia must optimize available opportunities to bolster tourism recovery, he cautioned that vigilance against an uptick in COVID-19 cases remains necessary. He also noted that COVID-19 health protocols must be enhanced, particularly after 2 more variants of the coronavirus were detected. Speaker of the House of Representatives, Puan Maharani, has voiced support for the issuance of a regional regulation on village customs, which covers local wisdom and the culture of gotong royong or community cooperation. As quoted by Antara in her statement issued on Wednesday, she held an audience with the representative of LP2BN and the Surabaya Family Health Program Assistance. During the meeting, the representative asked for her support of the village's customary regional regulation proposal. Speaker Puan Maharani promised to use LP2BN's inputs as ammunition for the House in fighting for the country's culture. Minister of Agrarian and Spatial Planning Hadi Cahyanto is expected to complete the implementation of the agrarian reform policy during the remaining term of President Joko Widodo's administration. As quoted by Antara, Professor of Agrarian Law, Faculty of Law at Andalas University, Kurnia Warman on Wednesday conveyed that there are at least 2 main tasks. First, it is to complete the implementation of agrarian reform, and second is to complete the administration of recognition of ulayat land or customary land and jointly owned land with customary law communities throughout Indonesia. Senior economist at the Institute for Development of Economics and Finance, or INDEF, Didik Rabini, has urged the government to increase global cooperation through economic diplomacy to tackle inflation. As quoted by Antara during a seminar titled Managing Inflation to Boost Economic Growth, which was accessed online on Wednesday, Didik Rabini conveyed that the current inflation is caused by the war between Russia and Ukraine, besides rising prices. He also believes that Indonesia is being challenged to take advantage of its presidency of the G20, a multilateral cooperation forum consisting of 19 major countries and the European Union, to help resolve the conflict between the 2 countries. Thousands of civilians are trapped in the Ukrainian city of Severodonetsk with essential supplies running out. the United Nations is warning. Many of them are sheltering in bunkers beneath the city's Azad chemical plant. As reported by BBC.com, the last bridge leading out of the city was destroyed in fighting earlier this week, effectively trapping its 12,000 remaining residents inside. For weeks, capturing Severodonetsk has been a top military goal for Russia, which now controls most of the city. Spokesperson for the UN's Humanitarian Affairs Office, Xavier Noebre, told the BBC that the lack of water and sanitation is a big worry. It's a huge concern for us because people cannot survive for long without water. The US Central Bank has announced its biggest interest rate rise in nearly 30 years as it ramps up its fight to rein in soaring consumer prices. As reported by BBC.com, the Federal Reserve said it would increase its key interest rate by 0.75 percentage point to a range of 1.5% to 1.75%. The rise, the third since March, comes after inflation in the US surged unexpectedly last month. More hikes are expected, adding to the uncertainty facing the economy. Forecast released after the meeting showed officials expect the rate the Fed charges banks to borrow could reach 3.4% by the end of the year, the move rippling out to the public in the form of higher borrowing costs for mortgage, credit cards, and other loans. Australia's energy minister on Thursday urged households in Sydney to switch off lights in the evening to avert blackouts, as the country's power market remains suspended with more than a quarter of its coal-fired capacity knocked out. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, the country's energy market operator suspended the electricity spot market on Wednesday in an unprecedented move to secure power supplies, its latest drastic step to tackle an energy crisis that began in May. Efforts were focused on reviving output from the coal-fired generators, Climate Change and Energy Minister Chris Bowen said on Thursday, while urging households in the New South Wales to conserve power as much as possible, without sacrificing essentials such as heating. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Oh, Today's Diplomatic Corner highlights: inauguration of President of Somalia, Indonesia is ready to become development partner. Listeners, Indonesia was one of several foreign delegates that attended the inauguration of the new Somalian President, Hassan Sheikh Mohamud, on June 9, 2022. He was sworn in after the general election by the Somalian parliament, which was delayed more than a year. The inauguration ceremony was attended by heads of state from Kenya, Ethiopia, and Egypt, as well as other high-level representatives from Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Turkey, Uganda, Bahrain, South Sudan, and Burundi. Indonesia itself was represented by Indonesian Ambassador to the Federal Republic of Somalia, Muhammad Heri Saripudin, who was currently from the Indonesian Embassy in Nairobi, Kenya. During his visit, Ambassador Heri met the Prime Minister, the Acting Minister for Foreign Affairs, as well as several officials and members of the Somalian Parliament. At its meeting, Ambassador Heri emphasized Indonesia's openness as a partner in the reconstruction process and state building of Somalia after decades of civil war. Ambassador Heri also offered various capacity building collaboration in various fields, from political and security issues, economics, to socio-cultural solidarity. In Indonesia, it was warmly welcomed by all partners who have high hopes from the government and the Indonesian people, considered as close relative. Somalia is one of Indonesia's important export destinations in Africa, with an export value of $91 million US dollars in 2021. Indonesia's export to Somalia exceeded the value of export to several developed countries such as Finland, Czech Republic, Norway. The majority of products exported to Somalia are finished products, including vehicle spare parts, clothing and textile, beauty products, and traditional medicines. There is one Indonesian product that can be seen everywhere, especially at night when the Somali people have started relaxing on the streets, cafes, restaurants, or at home, namely the Indonesian sarong. The Indonesian sarong is the only sarong that the Somalian people like. Somalian males generally have 4 to 5 pieces of sarong. Every month, dozens of containers of sarong products are sent from Indonesia, not only from large companies, but also small and medium enterprises in Central Java, to Somalia, and to several countries in the region that have a large number of the Somalian diaspora, such as Kenya and Tanzania. That's Diplomatic Corner.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawwi intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。 evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, we begin today in history with the event on June 16, 1908 about the Blasting War in West Sumatra. The Blasting War was a war that occurred because of the arbitrary actions of the Dutch government against the Minang people, West Sumatra, due to the application of blasting or land taxes that were contrary to Minangkabau customs. The Blasting War began in the Kamang area. Then it spread to other areas such as Lintau Buo in Padang, West Sumatra. The war, which occurred on 15th and 16th June 1908, was spearheaded by Sheikh Haji Abdul Manan, who was killed in the war. Meanwhile, in the Manggopoh area, the war was led by a female fighter, Siti Manggopoh. Let's move to the event on June 16, 1963, when Valentina Tereskova was the first female astronaut from the Soviet Union. Valentina Vladimirovna Tereskova, who was born in Bolshoye Maletikovo, Yaroslav Oblast, Russia, on March 6, 1937, is a female cosmonaut from the Soviet Union. She is the first woman in the world to fly into space. She flew on the space shuttle Vostok 6 on June 16, 1963. Valentina was in space for 70 hours and 50 minutes and has circled the Earth 48 times. We end today in history with the event on June 16, 2010, when Bhutan had a tobacco ban. Bhutan's State Tobacco Control Act was passed by the Bhutanese Parliament on 16 June 2010. This law prohibits the cultivation, harvesting, production, and sale of tobacco and tobacco products in Bhutan. The law also mandates that the Bhutanese government provides counseling and treatment to facilitate the cessation of tobacco use. Well, listener, that was student history.
Kakiku, tak berharap temukan cintamu. Kamu, kamu, ya kamu.
semuanya berbeda. Waktu pertama ku melihatmu, kamu, kamu, ya kamu. Aku tiba-tiba sayang, aku tiba-tiba cinta. Waktu pertama melihat, melihat senyum manismu.
Menggoda hati yang kaku, akan kehadiran cinta. Ini kan namanya cinta pada pandangan pertamaku. Oh, yeah.
Kakiku ini berhenti tepat di hadapanmu. Kamu, kamu, ya kamu. Ku tak ragu, ku tak bimbang
untuk menjadikan kamu ratu, ratu di hatiku.
Aku tiba-tiba sayang, aku tiba-tiba cinta. Waktu pertama melihat, melihat senyum manis.
You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Environment and Forestry Ministry has encouraged all to sort waste from home to support waste used for recycle industry raw material. The circular economy approach for waste utilization for the industry sector requires raw waste that is not mixed with other types of waste. That was stated by Ministry Director General for Waste Management, Rosa Vivin Ratnawati, during the opening of the National Waste Festival 2022 in Jakarta on Tuesday. The National Waste Festival 2022 was held by the Environment and Forestry Ministry on June 14 to 16, 2022. The event theme, Circular Economy Based Clean Indonesia 2025, was joined by many profit and non-profit organizations. They showcased their achievements in processing waste into some worth-selling commodity. In her remarks, Rosa Vivin said that the waste sorting from home would produce a good recycling raw material for its not mix with other waste. The sorting is important to support the recycling raw material supply, considering Indonesia is until now importing waste for recycling industry needs. For instance, there is a need for paper recycling material up to 6 million tons per year, on which 40% of the need must be fulfilled by import. Rosa Vivin also reminded that the sorted waste will not be mixed again and can be received by the industry. One of the ways is that people can bring the sorted waste to waste banks, which is developing rapidly.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
From Coba berpikir dan pahami.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
On a culinary tour to Purworejo District, Central Java, there are a variety of special culinary delights that arouse one's taste to immediately taste them. One of them is sego or sega penek or nasi penek. Sego panek is a typical food from the southern part of Purworejo, especially in Purwodadi District. Until now, no one knows exactly why this delicious food is called sego penek. According to stories from the local people, this special dish has existed since the Dutch and Japanese colonial times. Even the people believe that sego penek at that time was the main provision for the Indonesian army who was fighting in the southern region of Purworejo. Sego penek consists of rice with various vegetables such as stir-fried bitter melon and young jackfruit. As a complement, buyers can choose extra dishes such as chicken or offal tofu, tempeh, bacem eggs, and then toast with a super thick white opor seasoning that tastes savory and sweet. Sego penek is very delicious when eaten with a plate of warm rice. Purworejo, one may find fewer traders selling sugo peneh, but they can find it at Purwodadi Market, Jenar Market, Gesing Market, and some sellers during Ramadan. Usually, sugo peneh is sold from morning to evening. However, during Ramadan, sugo peneh is only sold in the afternoon around 3 p.m. The price is relatively affordable, from 5,000 rupiah to 20,000 rupiah. It depends on the extra dish.
Listener, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Listeners, Surakarta City Government, Embassy of the Republic of Indonesia in Paris, Shopee, in collaboration with the Le BHV Maris Paris, present the Java in Paris program, which brings hundreds of types of local micro, small and medium-sized enterprises products displayed at the Le BHV Maris shopping centers in Paris, France. Ambassador of the Republic of Indonesia to France, Andorra, Monaco and UNESCO, Muhammad Omar, said the Java in Paris program is a good synergy among the central, regional, and private governments. He also said that the Java in Paris event was a valuable opportunity for micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises players to be able to introduce and showcase their best works. Paris, according to the ambassador, is the right city for creative actors to introduce their works, both in the fields of fashion, culinary, jewelry, and other crafts. The micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises products displayed were curated directly by a team from Le BHV Maris, thus making the micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises products offered in accordance with market taste in France and European Union standards. Hundreds of curated products will be exhibited and sold at the Le BFV Maris Paris from 8 June to 17 July 2022. The opening ceremony of Java in Paris, featuring a cultural performance, was held along the Rue de Rivoli Street in front of Le BFV Maris Paris, France, on June 8. The cultural performance featured gamelan, wayang, and dance performances by art and cultural workers from Solo City under the direction of choreographer Eko Suprianto. The opening ceremony was also enlivened by the appearance of well-known singer Anggun C. Sasmi. The Java in Paris program not only promotes micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises products from Indonesia in Paris, but also introduces a variety of other cultural activities. Some of the events that visitors to BHV Maris can participate in included batik workshops, Balinese dances, pencak silat martial arts, musical performances, as well as typical tea and coffee tasting events of Indonesia. The events are held at the Le BFV Maris every Saturday from 11 to July 2nd. Mayor of Surakarta Gibran Rakabuming said that this activity is a very good momentum for micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises to be able to jump higher and penetrate the world market. Furthermore, he expressed his gratitude to the Indonesian Embassy in Paris, BHV Maris, and Shopee Indonesia for synergy and support for the work of the nation's children so that they can be on the world stage. Director of BHV Maris Home and Italy, Paris Maris Purchasing, Amadein de Sousse, said that this event will allow Le BHV Maris customers to experience first-hand Indonesian products. Meanwhile, Executive Director of Shopee Indonesia, Handika Jahya, explained the Shopee Ada Untuk UMKM commitment through the Java in Paris program. Shopee wants to be a friend in every journey of Indonesian micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises. the continuation of Shopee's commitment to micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises is through the Java and Paris program, which is synergized with the Surakarta city government. That's Ms. Seleni.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku o chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o防ぎましょう.
Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa awintiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, we'll play you a song from an Indonesian singer whose glory peaked in 1970s, Ernie Johan. At that time, Ernie Johan's songs received positive responses from the music lovers, one of which was an album titled Teluk Bayur. With this album, Ernie Johan became the first singer to be awarded with Golden Record because her album sold millions of copies. The top single in this album was also titled Teluk Bayur. The song is about someone who must accept being left by their lover, who wanted to study abroad. They promised that one day they would meet again at Teluk Bayur, a seaport in Padang, West Sumatra. Here is Teluk Bayur by Ernie Johan.
Selamat tinggal Teluk Bayur permai. Daku pergi jauh ke negeri seberang. Ku kan mencari ilmu di negeri orang. Bekal hidup kelak di hari tua. Selamat tinggal kasihku yang tercinta. Thank you.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Selalu teringat padamu saat kita akan berpisah, entah untuk berapa lama. Senja berganti, wajahmu selalu terbayang. Waktu engkau ku lepaskan, berdebar hati di dada. Sana menunaikan tugasmu, senja di batas kota, terlukis di dalam kalbu.
Tenangan di dalam diri.
thank you very much for you who have been joining us in the English service from Voice of Indonesia. We are expecting any opinion from you, so feel free to send it to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, @voiindonesia, and also you can send it to our email, voi@voinews.id. We hope that your opinion will help us to bring you better information about Indonesia. Well, the listener, make sure that you will stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.